We speak healing to the nations. We speak healing to the nations. We speak healing to the nations. In Jesus' name.
Global Outreach Foundation presents Pastor John Abraham, bringing you the message of life through the power of Christ's resurrection. Let this message change you forever.
Welcome to Good News for Today, the message of life. This message shares with you the gospel of Jesus Christ and how you can have a life-changing experience now by faith in Jesus Christ, who died and rose again from the dead. Today, I want to talk to you about solving your problems. The title of this message today is Solving Your Problem. Jesus Christ is a problem solver. Many years ago, I made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ as a young man. Now, a lifetime later, I can guarantee you that He will meet your need as well. He's there. He's there to support you, to strengthen you, to help you in your difficulty. Jesus Christ will be your problem solver. He made several statements during His lifetime, and I'm going to share a few of those statements with you in the next 15 minutes. On one occasion, Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 32, He said, "I am the bread of life." The Bible says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Speaking about the living God, the creator of the universe, the one who loves you today. Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life." What does that mean? Simply stated, it means that He is the one who is adequate for your survival, your sustenance, for your maintenance. When we make Jesus Christ part of our daily diet, so to speak, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, will minister into the essential ingredients that are necessary for a healthy life. You can partake of the bread of life today. On one occasion, a great number of people followed Jesus in the country, many thousands of people. It became evening, and there was nowhere for them to be fed. However, a little boy was there with a small lunch, a little bread and a few fish. The disciples found this little boy's lunch, and they brought it to Jesus Christ. Jesus took it, and then He gave it back to the disciples to give to the people. Jesus blessed the bread, the little boy's lunch. And by blessing it, the miracle of multiplication took place, and many thousands of people were fed, and food was left over. And in a very real sense, Jesus is the bread of life to me and to you today. As you bring Jesus Christ by faith into your family, into your home, as you make Him Lord and Master of your life, He, from day to day, will feed you with the essentials to make life a success. And your problem will be solved as you walk daily in faith, trusting Jesus Christ. He is the bread of life. A few chapters later in the book of John, John chapter 10 and verse 7, Jesus said, "I am the door." Speaking about a sheepfold, You see, when in Israel many years ago they built stone sheepfolds, there was only one opening in the stones, and that was where the sheep went in at night and came out in the morning. There was no door as such on that sheepfold, but in the nighttime, to protect the sheep from the wolves or the predators, the lions that would be roaming in the darkness, the shepherd himself became the door to join the walls that no predator could touch the sheep. And Jesus is saying in John chapter 10, I am the door, meaning that he is the protection. And when we come in through Jesus Christ, we are safe. In the 11th verse of the same chapter, he declared himself to be the good shepherd. John chapter 10 and verse 11. The Bible says the good shepherd becomes the door to provide safety for you and me when we trust him with our lives. He becomes the good shepherd. He's the one who walks with us, the one who guides us, the one who picks us up when we stumble, and who helps us recover when we're sick. He's the one who looks after the sheep and brings that sheep from a place of danger back into a safe pasture. This is Jesus Christ, who speaks of himself not only as the bread to sustain life, but the door of safety to protect us from the predators of life. The predators of life are sin. Sin in the form of drugs, alcohol, immorality, many things that come into our lives. Gambling is one of those things, and they can destroy life. But Jesus Christ, as the good shepherd, he becomes the door that protects us. He himself becomes the actual door, and nothing can come through or past the door, who is Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus declared himself to be not the bread of life this time, and not the door or the good shepherd, but he declared himself to be the light of the world. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. The Bible speaks about thieves breaking through in the night, in the darkness. But Jesus said in verse 12 of chapter 8, I am the light of the world. When the light of the world shines, like the sun shines at noonday, we can walk in safety. We can see where our feet are treading. We can see that there's a hole, a danger. But Jesus Christ for you today can become the light of your world, and you can walk safely into the unknown. When Jesus Christ is the light of your world, there will be no darkness, because he said, I am the light of life. When the light shines, there is power to overcome the thief and the robber. There is exposure so that you are safe and strong. With Jesus Christ, he is the light of your world. Let him be the light of your world today. Let him shine a brilliance into the darkness that you're experiencing, the darkness of sin, corruption, crime, immorality, whatever is perplexing you today, Jesus Christ will shine his eternal light onto that problem and set you free. Because Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd, the Bible says, he giveth his life for the sheep. You and I can be his sheep as we allow ourselves to be protected in his pasture. The Good Shepherd did give his life for the sheep, in that he became the spotless Lamb of God that became the eternal sacrifice to shed his blood upon the cross of Calvary to take away your sin and mine. You can know the gift of God, which is eternal life. He wants to become the bread of life to you. He wants to become the door of safety for you. He wants to become the good shepherd who will lift you up in his arms when you have a problem and comfort you. He wants his compassion to flow to you today, perhaps in a marriage problem or in a sickness in hospital or with children problems. Jesus Christ wants to meet your need and shine his light on the darkness of your circumstance. Then finally today, as I leave you until a next program, in John chapter 11 and verse 25, Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. One day in the natural, you and I will probably die and be buried. But Jesus said, when we put our faith in him, when we trust him with everything, then he becomes to us the resurrection and the life, meaning that one day he is going to return to earth to take those who have died in faith or who are still alive, and he's going to bring them together with him to heaven for eternity. You and I, when we put faith in Jesus Christ, can know him as the resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ wants to solve not just your problems in time, today in your life, but he wants to solve your problems for eternity. He is becoming now your resurrection and life. In just a second, I will pray a prayer with you, and I invite you to pray that prayer with me. That prayer will simply be the beginning of a new faith that you express, inviting Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And now, I invite you, as I pray with you, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. I now receive your peace. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. I now receive your blood to cleanse my sin. Today, I begin my new life by faith and will follow you as my Lord and Savior. I now receive your resurrection power to work in my life. Today, I turn my back on Satan and his power and begin now to walk in victory by Bible reading, prayer, and attending a Bible-believing assembly. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, as you begin your new life in Jesus Christ, Pastor John Abraham would like to send your free First Step to Faith booklet. If you have personal needs in your life, please share these with Pastor John, and he will believe with you for God to begin to answer your prayers. Write today to ICI Global Outreach, Post Bag Number 1, Andrews Ganj, that is ANDREWSGANJ. Andrews Ganj, New Delhi, 110049, India. Thank you for listening to Good News for Today. Jesus Christ is the answer to your needs.